This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Becky is a bright 16-year-old who wants to attend a top-notch college. Over the past few years, she's helped care for her grandfather, who's been suffering with Huntington's disease. This dreaded progressive condition affects the ability to move, to think, to have normal emotions. Most people with Huntington's disease develop symptoms around age 40, and their condition deteriorates over the next 15 or so years until they finally die from the disease. Unfortunately, the disease has a very strong genetic component, meaning that if your parent has the disease, you have a 50% chance of inheriting the disease-causing gene. Currently, there are no treatments for Huntington's disease. Now, Becky read about Huntington online, and she now wants to be tested to see if she has the mutation for the disease. Becky explains that she will live her life very differently if she knows that she has high risk for the disease. In the future, she explains, she may choose not to have children. She may even choose not to go to graduate school if she knows she carries the gene. The issue of testing is more complicated when the request for a test comes from a minor under the age of 18. Most professional groups, including genetic counselors, suggest that at an appropriate age and maturity, parents make their children aware of the genetic condition, but not test them. The argument against testing teens are that teens might not fully understand the implications of a positive test. The test could cause psychological harm, and it could have serious educational and career implications. But Becky asks some hard questions. Why is she allowed to have a baby, know her IQ or her SAT scores, or consent to treatment for a series of illnesses, but she cannot know her genetic test results? In my experience, keeping important medical secrets from older children often causes more harm than good. Such secrets, be they about genetic illnesses or cancer risks, leaves the teen feeling abandoned and deceived. It may deny them the ability to make some important life decisions. In fact, by age 18, most teens have already made some important decisions about their life, career, education, starting a family. And the results of a genetic test could provide them important information for the future. Not sharing information may also send a message to the teen that the family illness is not to be spoken of. At least for adults, research suggests that those who test positive do not lose hope and are not psychologically any more vulnerable for developing mental illness than the general public. While I wouldn't push for such information to be given to anyone, I have a hard time not supporting Becky's request to get tested. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.